More than a dozen people gathered at the Alaska Airlines Center on Friday with shovels, wheelbarrows, and small potted trees in tow. All were on a mission, and none were afraid to get their hands dirty. Their goal? To plant 300 trees to take the place of some that were cut down during the many construction projects on the University of Alaska Anchorage campus. APRN intern Ashley Snyder has more.
The University of Alaska Anchorage has just completed two major projects, the Alaska Airlines Center and the Engineering Building, and recently started another, a new parking garage. Thousands of trees were cleared to make room for these buildings, but the university has implemented a no-net tree loss system so that for every tree lost, a new one is planted. So, on Friday, a group of students, faculty, and staff at UAA spent the morning planting new seedlings.
Okay. Do you guys want to come with us?
Sure.
Plant?
Okay. One of the leads for the event, Ryan Buckholt, business manager for facilities and campus services, says the math for the program is pretty simple.
We did a study several years back that it's about 445 trees per acre when we clear land for a construction project. And then that determines what our, quote, tree debt is. So our goal is, you know, not necessarily right away, but over the next few years to make sure that we replace those trees that are lost due to construction.
In the summer alone, the university has planted over 6,000 trees on university land in the Kenai Peninsula and Palmer. On the Anchorage campus, with winter fast approaching, there was little time to spare to plant the remainder of small birch and pine trees. Horticulturist Kara Monroe used her expertise to help the cause. She was happy to see the turnout of volunteers.
I was really surprised.
There's quite a lot of people.
Yeah. Called on the community, mainly students, to come in and help us out. And there's way more than I thought out here, so that's really cool.
Yeah, we're going through these trees awfully fast.
That was student horticulturist Omar Villafuerte working to further his education and help the environment at the same time. It didn't take long for volunteers to get the hang of digging, unpotting, planting, covering, and then repeating it for the next tree. But it was difficult work. Volunteer Kelly Dunnelly found it took a little extra elbow power at times to get the job done.
Yeah, there are more roots than you anticipate. The ground looks soft and you dig in and then you realize, oh, there's a root there and you gotta find another place or dig through it. It's great.
Once all 300 trees were planted, the volunteers, eating pizza, got to sit back and admire the trees. Future students will likely appreciate them too. I'm Ashley Snyder.